Two songs, all-time favorites, 1400 KTUC. Andrew Gold, and Thank You for Being a Friend, about 1978 for that one there. And about 10 years earlier, Peggy Lee, and Is That All There Is? 9:33, Breakfast Radio on this Wednesday morning, Dancing with the Stars. Underway again on ABC TV, and apparently Kim Kardashian could not keep up with the competition. The reality show star was the latest to get the boot from ABC's Dancing with the Stars last night after her elimination. She noted she has no regrets being on the show. She told co-host Samantha Harris that yesterday was the fifth anniversary of her father's death and that she knows she made him proud. Her dad, of course, was attorney Robert Kardashian, who helped defend O.J. Simpson during the former football star's double murder trial. But Kim is off the show, and to discuss more about Dancing with the Stars, once again here this season, national dance champion Jeannie Tucker on the phone. Good morning.
Good morning, Jim.
So we're off to a pretty interesting start on the season.
Yes, it's great to be back with you talking about all of it.
Absolutely. So Kim is gone.
Kim is gone, and that was my pick to leave. Kim was a very lovely girl, very shy. It was very difficult for her, and although, as Len said, she had all of the equipment, she didn't quite know what to do with it.
Okay. But the talk of the show so far, of course, has been, you know, the antics of Cloris Leachman.
Yes.
And, to say,
know,
the least.
It's hard to comment on all of it because it's overwhelming.
It is quite overwhelming, and the fact that she's still on is quite surprising, although you and I were talking about this previously, it has a lot to do with the people voting.
Yes.
Not the judges.
Yes, and she fits into a certain age range. She's someone that's known. She's humorous. She's taking it light. You know,
right.
It's not going to take her as far as
the championship
may want her to go, but
yeah.
There definitely wasn't enough dancing in her performance.
Yeah, all right. Well, give us a rundown on some of the artists you got.
Well, this season's pretty interesting. Toni Braxton has a wonderful dancer's body. She's got good strength and sensuality, and she did a great rumba. She needs to work on her hands. Her hands are really awkward, but she's smooth and passionate, just like her voice and her singing.
I was quite surprised, too, to see her. Yeah,
it was really, really nice. So we'll see what she has to bring us. Brooke,
mm-hmm.
Brooke Burke was
mm-hmm.
a very big surprise. She has great intensity and great form. She has really fluid arm styling. She's very fluid in general. So that was a big, big surprise. I did not expect that from her. But I think she's one to watch for sure.
And she looks good, too.
She does. She does. That doesn't hurt her a bit.
Not at all.
Then there's Rocco and Karina.
Yes.
And, you know, I thought he was going to bring more to the table. He looked athletic. He posed and posed and posed.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't dance.
Mm-hmm.
So I really don't know what to say, except that wasn't a great performance. We're going to have to see what he can bring. I don't know enough about him to really comment too much more.
Okay.
See what he brings to us.
All right.
Then there's Lance Bass and Lacey Schwimmer. Lacey's a friend of mine in the swing dance world, actually, and she's dancing with Lance, and they're very, very unconventional. We're going to have to see how far that gets them. Their pasodoble was too hip-hoppy, in my opinion. It didn't have enough real Latin movement in it. It was creative. It wasn't polished. The form was very, very raw, and the kiss was unnecessary at the end, I thought.
Yeah, that was,
But anyway, we'll see what they bring. And then Misty May Traynor.
Yes. She's the volleyball player, right?
Right. And actually, you know, I knew she would be strong. I knew she would have a certain amount of power. The thing that surprised me is she really, her ability to stand strong on her feet and have real good centering kind of lacked. She was wobbly in some of those places. She did have energy. She had great determination, of course, but she was stiff. And she needs to find, in my opinion, her grace, her gracefulness. It's really not there. So if she can do that, she has a chance. Her facial expression, which is so important for a dancer, is something she's going to have to work on as well. The pasodoble allowed her to be stiff-faced and kind of firm and stern, but she's going to have to bring other things out. So that's going to maybe be challenging for her.
Okay.
Maurice Green.
Yes.
Olympic sprinter.
Yes.
I was disappointed.
Really?
Yes, because I wanted to see more movement. In the little bit before they danced, he showed he could wiggle and move those hips, and then he really went flat.
Hmm.
He had good confidence, good effort, but no real style. It was really flat for me.
But it's the football players that can move.
Oh, yeah.
We have found that out.
Oh, yeah. And Cloris Leachman, we've already said. You know, I don't know where the dancing was.
Yeah.
She was thrown about around a bit in that paso, but... God bless her for having the energy and the excitement for this. Then Susan Lucci.
Yes.
Susan, is very graceful, very beautiful and very graceful in her look, and she's very poised. But she really doesn't know how to connect the dots or connect the movements. So from one movement to the other, it's very stiff and not fluid. And her arm styling needs some help. So I think it's going to be, can she really pull that little extra bit out of herself and risk? Because I think in soap opera world, I did do work on soap operas. You know, it's very, very, even though it's a bit risky as an actor, it's very predictable in a sense.
Mm-hmm.
And this, you can't be that safe. You have to take risks.
Right.
So, and then, boy, my real, one of my favorites was Warren. Warren
yep.
Sapp and Kim. Let me tell you, the
I'm
football
telling you, the,
guys.
The football guys.
He's a defensive lineman, Super Bowl champ. He was wonderful. And all of his performances have been great. He has brought fantastic personality to the floor. He's got such determination, such drive, good intensity. He has great foot speed, wonderful foot speed. And he's got rhythm. So he's got so many ingredients going for him. It looked like The Matrix, you know. This outfit that he wore was just amazing, that black yeah. leather with the rhinestones. And he wears rhinestones well. So, you know, I think he's really strong. The ending was bad. There were some mistakes. But overall, what he can bring to the floor, I'm impressed.
All right.
And then Cody Lindley. Young little guy, but boy, you know, he's going to grow up quick dancing with Julianne. She's having a hard time with it. And it's so funny when she calls him the younger man. It just kills me.
Yeah, really, really.
And, you know, he's very young. He's got great potential. He's talented, and he's a very nice kid with a good image. But we'll have to see if he really can bring that discipline that he needs mm-hmm. and go against the big guys.
So your favorites to go through the season here?
My favorites, Warren for sure on the guy side. Cody, because of the youth element and mm-hmm. what he can bring energy-wise. Lance, if he can get into more conservative a little bit, and please, Len, we'll see. And I want to see what Maurice is going to bring.
Okay.
Brooke is my favorite in the ladies' side, and under that, Tony. I think it's just the two of them because they both have good strengths to
yeah.
bring to it. But Brooke really has the most natural look on the floor.
Well, all right. That's our recap of Dancing with the Stars this week. Thank you, Jeannie, being with us again this season. And, of course, next Wednesday morning, you want to find out more about Jeannie, check out her website at www.jeannietucker.com. That's simple. Anything else you want to add?
No, we'll see you next week, Jim.
All right, sounds good. Thank you. All right, let's move on to the markets here and check in with the Greenberg Financial Group. It's Dave Sherwood on the line. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Jim. Congress continues to wrestle with...